Hey, welcome everybody. This is Pastor Kevin. You're listening to Expression Radio. You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Kevin West. And here we are in middle July. A lot of great things that are happening around the world, and a lot of trouble around the world as well. But in the midst of all that, there is a silver lining. God's doing some great things. I'm hearing great testimonies from people that their lives are completely changing, and breakthrough is happening, and it's just been incredible. And I just want to encourage you today to share the radio app with your family and your friends. So share it on social media. Just, you know, copy it and share it, and encourage people to download it and listen to it, because as you well know, if you're a regular listener here on the station, we are have an AM station. It's 1230 WITO, WIRO in Ironton, and it covers the tri-state, a lot of the tri-state area, and especially during the daytime. And but also the app that we have, the Expression Radio app, is it's on there 24/7, and you have the ability to go back and listen to the programs and listen to podcasts, and you can stream them and listen to them live. There's inspirational praise and worship music, as well as features that kind of give dedicated encouragement, like devotions are on a regular basis as well. I do one on there. Several people on our ministers do it. Some of them don't even attend our church, but they're ministers that are connected to us, and they have a great ministry that provides great encouragement. But also there are talk programs and weekly shows that our ministers that navigate through their topics. Some are sports related, some are family related, marriage related, some are just maybe mental health related. There's just all types of different ministries that are available here on Expression Radio. I want to encourage you to listen and stay in tune, informed, because you have things that are available to you to help you be equipped to walk this thing out and live this life that Christ has called us to live. It's not easy to live this thing. Sam and I were just talking just recently, and Sam's the producer here at the station, and we were just talking recently. He had experienced a family member that had passed away at a young age, and it was a difficult time, and it really don't have any explanation for it, and it kind of makes the scripture that we've been talking about over the last few weeks that I've been preaching at church in Colossians chapter 2, which I'll go there, I think, again today and maybe reiterate some of that, as well as kind of expound a little bit more, that there's this, Paul says to the Colossian church, he says, guys, he says, I'm not with you. He said, and I may not ever be able to see some of you face to face. I've been over here and been imprisoned. I've been having to go the long route to get where I'm going. And it's difficult to walk this thing out. He goes, but I want you to know something. Even though I'm not there with you in flesh, in flesh and blood and body, he said, you got to know something. I'm with you. I'm for you. I'm pulling for you, rooting for you, praying for you. And even though I may not be there physically, just know that I'm there in heart and soul, because I'm walking this thing out with you. And the things that you have been excited about, that when Christ first came into your life and you first all heard about Jesus' redemption and the kingdom that has been established here on the earth, that Jesus came from the Father to establish, I want you guys to begin to now take hold of this thing, and don't get caught up in some other type of religious fanaticism that's going on all around you. You stay focused on Jesus and Jesus only. And what he means by that is, listen, you stay focused on Christ. And he went on to say it this way. He said, I know this is a mystery. I don't understand. He said, I don't even understand it fully, but I'm getting it, Paul said. And a lot of this has been revealed to me, Paul says, that you have Christ inside of you. And it's the greatest mystery, but in that mystery is wisdom. In that mystery is knowledge of Christ. And when you have the wisdom and the ministry of Christ working inside of you, life doesn't have to become as difficult as we sometimes make it. And because we overcomplicate things when we shouldn't overcomplicate it. And then sometimes we oversimplify it when it needs to be thought out a little bit more. And we don't spend the time thinking about it. So Paul goes on to tell him, he says in Colossians chapter 2, it's a mystery. But he says this, and I really want to hone in on this again. He says, listen, do what's in front of you. Whatever it is in front of you, do it. And he's encouraging them to handle the things of life that are right in front of you, whether you brought them on yourself or somebody else brought them on you, or you don't even know how they got there. Whatever the decisions and choices that you have to manage your life today, then manage your life. Go ahead and address those things that need to be addressed. Decide what needs to be decided. Strategize on what needs to be strategized. Go forward on the things that need to be going forward. Quit the things that need to be quit, that are stopped. Go around the things that need to be gone around. What is it? And he says, don't get this thing so overcomplicated that you're putting off everything, because handle the things today. He goes on to say later on, even in another book, he writes to another church and he says, don't borrow trouble. If it's not in front of you today, don't sit around and worry about it. He goes, because tomorrow has its own troubles. Jesus even said that. But right now, deal with what's in front of you. And that's what Paul's trying to tell him. Live this life out day by day. Doesn't mean you don't think ahead and you're not a forward thinker, but it does mean that there are certain situations and things you have to face. Like Sam, for example, you had, you know, the viewing, the funeral of a cousin. And, you know, you were close to him, and the family was close to him, and you don't have explanation, you don't have understanding, there's no reasoning. You know, he gets sick and he passes away, and well, we don't understand that, and we may not ever understand it, but the fact is, you and your family have to walk through that process. You don't get to escape it because you don't understand it. Mm-hmm. You don't get to try to change it because you don't understand it. It's dealt with you, so it becomes a part of your calendar for that day and that weekend or that week that you have to walk this thing out. And you have to do it for the sake of the reality of it, but also for the family and friends that are around you that are there, right?
Yeah, right.
And it's difficult, and I don't understand it all, but it is a mystery. But you do have hope inside of you of his future. You have hope of Christ in you, of that somehow all things work together for good, even though you see no good in this now. And I sometimes we kind of try to convince ourselves that that's always good, but it really isn't good. It hurts and it's painful. But you got to trust that that's a part of somehow this life that we don't understand completely, and this mystery that Jesus has provided for us that is not fully understood as we walk this thing out. I do get a little frustrated sometimes when I hear preachers and churches and ministries and people, you know, trying to explain away things that really there may not be an explanation for it. And, people try to put the blame and the reason and the cause. But I'm reminded of a passage of scripture in John when Jesus was walking with the disciples and they came across a young man that had been blind from birth. And Jesus looks at the young man and he had never seen. And the disciples said, "Hey, who sinned, him or his parents?" And Jesus looked back at him and said, "You guys are crazy." He said, "Neither have sinned. And this is for the work of Christ, or the glory of God to be made known, and the works of God to be made known or glorified." And the disciples went, "That's odd, because we always put it to a cause." People look for causes and effects, and sometimes Jesus just has the effects, and he'll take whatever causes dealt with him. And he just walked through the city, and he, you know, obviously healed the guy. And when he healed the guy, it turned the whole city upside down. Not only the city, the synagogue, the people that were neighbors of the young man, the family of the young man, the disciples were losing their mind because they couldn't figure it out and put an explanation on it. We like explanation as believers. We want to explain, and we feel like sometimes, especially as your clergy, as your ministry, you feel like you have to have the answers. And I've kind of learned over the years, you don't have to have all the answers. In fact, there's a lot of times I just have to say, "I don't know." And I'm becoming okay with that as I get older, too, because the more I learn, the more I realize I don't know. And I'm learning those things. And life just kind of happens. And the older you get, you realize your mortality is more real than it was when I was in my 20s and 30s. You know, so things begin to take shape and take turns. But I just want to encourage you today, as we go through the study, that when he says, live the hand that's dealt you, play the hand that's dealt you, do what you have to do to get there, and keep moving forward. Things are progressing at a fast pace, it seems like, anymore. Used to what took, you know, 2 or 3 weeks to happen, it happened in 2 or 3 hours now. And it seems like an acceleration that what's going on in people's lives. So as we were studying the scripture, let me read this to you real fast. It says, "Watch for people who try to dazzle you this is in Colossians chapter 2, with big words and intellectual double talk. They want to drag you off into some endless argument that never ends and never amounts to anything. They spread their ideas through the empty traditions of human beings and the empty superstitions of spirit beings. But that's not the way of Christ. Everything of God, look at this, gets expressed in Him. So you can see and hear Him clearly. You don't need a telescope. You don't need a microscope or a horoscope to realize the fullness of Christ and the emptiness of the universe without Him. When you come to Him, that fullness comes together for you too. His power extends over everything. Entering into the fullness is not something you figure out or achieve. It's not a matter of even being circumcised or keeping a long list of rules or laws. No, you're already in. You're insiders. Not through some secret initiation rite, but rather through what Christ has already gone and done through you and for you, destroying the power of sin. It's powerful what God is doing. Because He has already paid that price, He now affords Himself to live within you. Not because you're all good, but because He's all good in what He's decided to do. In a moment, when you come back after this song, I'm going to expound on this a little bit more in Colossians chapter 2 and kind of try to make it a little bit more real for us. You know, we're in the dead heat of summer and the middle of July and 80, 85, 90 degrees, sunny. And hopefully today, but I like it. I wouldn't have it any other way. I love summer, even though I love football season, I love basketball season, all those things. But I love summer, and summer it's nice and hot. And when summer's around, things are growing, and I sense that we're going to have you even in a growth season as well as we continue talking about this, and you learn and grow with us as we explore Christ in you, the hope of glory. You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Kevin West right here on Expression Radio.
Why should I worry about tomorrow when I
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you're enjoying the program, listening to the music, and the topic today we've been talking about over the last few weeks. It's kind of been on me as of late in the month of July, end of June and July. We're in the middle of summer months, and time is just flying. I mean, just the fact that we've just finished June, and we're in the middle of July, and right in the middle of 85 and 90 degree weather, which I wouldn't have it any other way. I know many of you, like the heat up here, and some of you like snow, but we'll pray for you because we don't care about snow. We like it to snow one time, and then we like it to leave and then be done for the rest of the year. That's kind of how we look at it around here. But excited about what God is doing, and in the middle of all of this stuff, God is still blessing his people, and the world's gone crazy, and sometimes feel like the church has gone just as crazy with all the different things that are going on. But one of the things we feel like we have to do, have a mandate, and over the next 10 minutes, I want to just kind of share with you more of this scripture. We have a mandate to equip the body of Christ to be able to be the expression of Christ in everyday life. And one of the things that makes it difficult, when you see this big lifestyle that you have to try to attain, and you look out here and go, God, Jesus is my Savior, I'm going to heaven one day. But you got to wake up tomorrow morning and realize there's issues of life that you got to tackle. And, life is not just what you make it, but it certainly is decisions and choices that we make with what we've been dealt. And one of the things that we've been talking about here for weeks is whatever's in front of you, deal with it, handle it. Don't put it off. Don't procrastinate. Be quick. Be proactive in it. There's a great deal of anxiety that comes with that, and I don't mean that in a negative sense. Great deal of anxiety, because it should be anticipation. That kind of is raising up inside of you of your future that really is good. And there are things that coming against you to kind of withstand against your future. But there's also knowing God in you and God working for you, and He leading and living your life from the inside out. He's navigating you to deal with stuff that need to be dealt with, to open up doors that need to be opened up for you that he can only open, close doors that you don't need to be pushing on because he's probably locked them. And if God opens a door, no man can shut it. And if God shuts it, no man's going to open it. So we have to cooperate with him. We have to collaborate with him. We have to counsel with him. And then we live this thing out with him. It's a joint effort. He does his part, obviously. And our job is just to be in concert with him and walk this thing out together. Over the next few minutes, let me just keep going on some of this Colossians chapter 2 in the Message Bible. And like you guys have heard me say before, the Message Bible is really only the opportunity to get some real plain language. The actual discerning of it and the study of the scripture, you've got to go out and do that on your own. This gives you the story base about the storyline about what Paul was writing to the Colossian church. And he says in verse 11 here, he says, entering into this fullness is not something you figure out or achieve. It's not a matter of being circumcised or keeping a long list of rules or laws. No, you're already in. You're insiders, not through some secretive initiation rite, but rather through what Christ has already gone through for you, destroying the power of sin. If it's an initiation ritual you're after, you've already been through it by the submitting to baptism. Going under the water was a burial of your old life. Coming out of it was a resurrection of the new. God raising you from the dead as he did Christ. When you were stuck in your old sin-dead life, you were incapable of responding to God. You didn't even, when you were dead in your trespasses and sins, you didn't even know what to do, how to do it, or how to even find it. You couldn't find God. God found you. I know I hear people say that all the time. I found Jesus. No, he found you right where you were at. And it's a good thing he found you, but now you're awake and alive. When you were stuck in your old sin dead life, you were not even capable of responding to what God is told you to do. Now God brought you alive, the Bible says here, right along with Christ. Think of it like this. All your sins are forgiven. The slate is wiped clean. That old arrest warrant canceled and nailed to Christ's cross. He stripped all the spiritual tyrants in the universe of their sham authority at the cross and marched them naked openly through the streets. So don't put up with anyone pressuring you in details of your diet and your worship services or your holy days. All those things are mere shadows cast before what is to come. The substance is Christ. Don't tolerate people who try to ruin your life or run your life. ordering you to bow and to scrape, insisting that you join their obsession with angels and that you seek our visions. They're a lot of hot air. That's all there is. They're completely out of touch with the source of life, Christ, who puts us together in one piece, whose very breath and blood flow through us. He is the head and we are the body. We can grow up healthy in God only as He nourishes us. So then, here he says in verse 20, if with Christ you've put all that pretentious and infantile religion behind you, why do you let yourselves be bullied by it? Don't touch this. Don't taste this. Don't go near this. Do you think the things that are here today and gone tomorrow are worth that kind of attention? Such things sound impressive if said in a deep enough voice. Even if they give illusion of being pious and humble and aesthetic. But they're just another way of showing off, making yourself look important. Watch this. In chapter 3, it says here, so if you're serious about living this new resurrection life, if you're serious about living in Christ and having Christ in you and you in Him, live with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what is going on around you. That's where the action is. See things from His perspective. In other words, as you're dealing with the things you're dealing with on a daily basis, know that there's a bigger picture than what you can actually see. And you're relying and responding to the things Christ has brought you in. I'm paraphrasing this. Bring you in. So as you're dealing with stuff of life and you're looking at this, you're not just reacting to circumstances. You're responding to a voice that's on the inside of you, which we know is Christ, that's leading you and guiding you into the place that He has designed for you. And that's to see to fulfill the purpose and plan and assignment and fulfillment of joy that He has already stored up for you in your life. So I want to encourage you today. You know, we've got a few minutes left in the program, and I want to encourage you. There are people out there today that are listening to this program, and you're trying to figure out, God, what do I do? And you're overcomplicating it, you're overthinking it, you're getting in your head, and you're walking through scenarios in your mind that you'll probably never come to in real life. You'll look at this thing, and you'll go, God, if this happens, then this will happen, and if that happens, then this will happen. And then you'll walk it back and go, well, maybe that won't happen. And then you give yourself four or five different scenarios of possibilities that, what if this happens? Happens than that, and sometimes it just brings up all worry and anxiety and fear, and it just continues to just cause you to spiral, and before you know it, you've lost all your thankfulness, you've lost all your want to, your get up and go, because there's a dread, there's a worry, there's an anxiety, there's a fear. And then we spend most of our time trying to talk to somebody that's going to try to talk us out of our fears and our concerns and talk ourselves down into trouble, out of trouble, and only because we've talked ourselves into it. And what I've kind of learned in my life, a lot of outcomes that we cross in our minds never really happens in real life. You know, my dad used to say all the time, don't cross a bridge in your head that you haven't come to in real life. Let it walk out. And that's a hard thing to do when you've got things that are coming down the pike and you kind of know they're coming down the pike and that day hasn't approached yet, or that, you know, that day hadn't happened, or this event hasn't happened, but it's coming. You can't help this, just think in your mind and walk it out what it might look like. And then when you begin to talk these things out in your mind, you create these scenarios. Well, that's not how this thing works, because then you steal yourself of the joy and the thankfulness that you have in your life, and you miss those things. I know a guy one time that was, he was sentenced to a jail assignment, and he was going to be sentenced to 60 days in jail for a DUI that he had. It was like his second or third DUI, and they sent him to 60 days in jail. And they told him, they said, listen, we know you've turned your life around, but there's a consequence to this. And it was like, let's just call it July 1st. And he had to report on July 13th or 14th. So they gave him 2 weeks to get his house and affairs in order, and then he'd have to report for those 60 days. So for the 2 weeks' time, here he was trying to get his house in order, but I talked to him the day after he got sentenced, and he had still had 13 or 14 days to go to get there. And here he was talking, and he kept saying, oh my God, I'm losing my mind. I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, I got to do this. I got to do that. And I hate this. I got to go away for 60 days. And I said, hey, are you in jail today? And he said, no. And he said, I go, you know, on the 14th or whatever it was, 13 days from now. And I said, then why are you letting the jail sentence be extended to today? And he said, I don't understand what you mean. I said, are you free today? Yep, free today. Your family there today? Yeah. Your kids there today? Yeah. Then go enjoy today and don't borrow what it's going to be like in the dread that's going to happen in 13 days. Don't borrow the trouble. Enjoy what you have today. The 13 days from now will bring its own trouble. But today, enjoy what you have and be thankful that today, you know, the judge didn't have to give you, you know, 2 weeks to get ready. He could have just sentenced you on, and maybe he should have, but he didn't. And now you have so many days. So don't let the time do you. You do the time. And he finally got it and said, you know what, I'm going to enjoy these next 13 days as I get my house in order for this 60-day trip that I have to take that I don't want to take, but I have to take it. That's what you do. Don't borrow trouble. I don't know who you are out there this morning that you're listening to this and you're going, gosh, I always am thinking way ahead. I'm a forward thinker, but sometimes I have a tendency to borrow trouble from the things I never even come to in real life. That's a trick of the enemy to get your mind playing tricks on you, to steal the peace, steal your joy, steal your thankfulness, and then steal the years off of your life. Before you know it, you'll have weeks go by, months go by, and never even really come to those problems in reality in life. Enjoy today. Take on what you need to take on today and enjoy it. I know this has been a great summer for many of you and others. I know you've experienced some serious loss in the summer and some setbacks, and you feel like you're not going anywhere, one end running in place. That's just not progressing. I just want to encourage you today. Even in the middle of running in place, you're still progressing. Why? Because God in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. He is ordering your steps, and things are going to turn out wonderful for you. It may not look wonderful today, but I promise you, you will outlast the trouble if you just keep going and not quit. Don't faint. When you're doing good, keep doing it, because you will reap in the right season. I want to encourage you today. Thanks for listening to the program. Continue staying on this station all day, listening to the app, getting the great inspirational music and the talks and devotions that are coming. And we want to encourage you as we walk this thing out together. You've been listening to Real Life with Pastor Kevin West right here on Expression Radio. God bless you all.
We hope you are enjoying today's show. We believe that God has given us a voice to impact communities and regions all over the world. If you would like to make sure that voice is heard, please partner with us today by visiting www.expressionradio.org and click donate. You can also text give by texting the dollar amount followed by the word radio to the number 84321. First-time text givers, please choose Expression Church of Huntington when prompted. All gifts are tax deductible. Join us as we change the world.
There is a promised land waiting for me. Sometimes there's an ocean that lies in between. I'll keep on traveling the pathway you've been. Till I'm right where you want me, that's where I'll be. Freedom's coming, and it has a name. Oh no, for my chains, oh you take them away. Freedom's coming, and it has a name, and it is Jesus. How sweet is the name. You said it's for freedom that I was set free. Now I walk in the victory that you won for me.